Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu on Kaya FM, home of the Afropolitan.
Welcome back. This is My Money and Me. I'm Sumitra Naidu. Our next guest is Nsiki Biele. She studied winemaking at the University of Stellenbosch before she began her career at Stella Kaya Winery as a junior winemaker. And then she moved into the head winemaker role. She was recognized as South Africa's first black head winemaker. Biele has founded her own wine company, Aslina Wines, and that she did in 2017. She joins me on the line now. Thank you so much for joining me, Nsiki.
Thank you very much for having me, Sumitra, and good evening to the listeners.
So, as our woman on the move, tell me, I mean, you know, getting into wine, we know is, I see a lot more women getting into the wine industry, but it's not necessarily easy. It's quite difficult. I mean, there's a lot of learning that goes into it. Tell me how you, I mean, was this a passion for you? Because you did study it. Did you always know that you wanted to get into it?
No, I didn't know that I wanted to get, I actually didn't even know there was wine. I didn't know that wine existed. As far as wine was concerned for me, it was ciders. I knew that Hunters and Crossbows were wine, so there was no way I would have been interested. So through the scholarship from South African Airways, that's how I landed up in the wine industry. So it was something that basically landed on me, and I saw an opportunity to study. In terms of growing and getting passionate about wine, it only happened when I was working as a student at Delheim Wines. I was working with the winemaker there, Philip Constantius. Most passionate person I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. He was very excited during harvest, and the first tank for pressing was his tank. It was just like you could see the passion in him. And I remember thinking to myself, I want to be like this winemaker.
I just want to go back. I mean, you said you got a scholarship from South African Airways.
Yes.
I didn't even know that they gave out scholarships and for the wine industry. Or you just...
Yeah, so what is happening is that SAA serves South African wine only on the airline.
Yes.
So there was a need, obviously, for diversity in the industry. And so when... So SAA decided then that as the wineries submit their wines on for competition, mm-hmm. the money that was basically collected from that, and they will add it, obviously, and top it up to get scholarship for people of color to come into the industry, because the industry was just not diverse at all.
Okay, yeah, I see. Very important. So now you, thank you for just clarifying that. You know, it's very interesting. Every time we talk about SAA, we're talking about their debt and whether they're still going to fly.
Not the good stuff they've done.
And yeah, and not the fact that, you know, they were looking at this and giving opportunities to people like yourselves. So,
yes.
Nsiki, tell me now, you started your own wine company. I mean, learning it and having the passion and understanding it is one thing, but actually starting a business is a bigger thing. So how did you actually, you know, get all of that together? Was that always the plan after you, you know, you found your passion in winemaking?
So starting my own business was always a plan, mm-hmm. as much as I didn't know what my business was going to be. I remember when I was a student, there was a point where I got all excited while I was working as a student at the tasting room. And I was like, okay, I'm from KwaZulu-Natal, Durban doesn't have a tasting room facility. I'm going to start one day. And I already had the venue and I could see where it was going to be. And I knew that I was going to talk to the wineries because I already have met people, built relationships. And then I realized because I'm a student, I was like, oh, damn, I don't have money.
Something that most of us deal with, yes.
So I was like, yeah, I don't have money. Oh, yeah. Let me continue studying, actually, because this is why I'm here. So when I started working at Stella Kaya, I knew that I'm working towards building my business. So that was like something that I knew. And so I was actually even happier, because even when I was applying for jobs, I knew that I wanted to work in a small company so that I could work in all aspects of the business. And that's exactly what I got. I worked in all aspects of the business, from the vineyards to the market, travel, meeting people, building bridges, if I were to call it that way. So when it was basically progression, so when the time came, then basically step out. But for that to happen, I remember I met, I remember speaking to, I spoke to my boss, it was in 2011, and I said to him, I want to set my own brand. And he's like, oh, well, all winemakers do that, so you can do that. So because I have that opportunity to do it while I was still working. And while I was doing that, I met an importer from the U.S., Mika Bulmash, and she was like, she's actually planning, she's trying to get a winemaker to do a collaboration with an American winemaker, if I was interested. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, of course. So I collaborated with an American winemaker, and the money that came out of the two collaborations we did, that's how I started Aslina. And again, it's one of those things that everything I knew that this is what I want to do, I had a plan.
Yeah.
So, and I knew that when I started my company, it's going to be named after my grandmother, because she was my pillar. She represented everything that I knew, every beauty, and she represented love for me.
So Aslina Wines was born in 27. It's just about 3 years old. Tell me, which part of the industry are you in? Are you actually making the wines? Do you have a farm? What does Aslina Wines cover?
So we do not have vineyards. We do not have a cellar. So I rent a cellar facility. So I make my wine at a winery. So I've been making wine in different wine cellars, but I finally, recently actually collaborated and confirmed with Delhan that actually I can use their facility as a home, as a base. So basically my wine, I make it there, but we're busy prepping for bottling now. We just bottled Sauvignon Blanc 2020, mm-hmm. and we're going to be bottling the 2020 Chardonnay. I'm going to be blending the Cabernet Sauvignon and the Bordeaux blend next week. So just to do the small blending before I can actually do the big blends. So that's where basically we are. We're still renting the facility, buy grapes, make the wine, so everything is just outsourced.
Oh my God, it sounds so yummy. I love wine, and I haven't actually had a lot in the last couple of months. Of course, we've had the lockdown issue. How did you manage? I was saying 2017, what was I saying, Spamandla? 27. Okay, it's 2017. So how did you manage? I mean, you're just 3 years old. How did you get through this lockdown period?
Yes, so actually, even though the business was launched in 2017, I can say we started in 2016,
mm-hmm.
but launched it officially in 2017 when we were like, okay, now we're fully getting onto the business. With my business, we're about 85% exports. And so
that's quite substantial. That's quite substantial. Did you say 85% export?
Yes, 85%. We basically started outside. Mm-hmm. We didn't start locally. But the reason for starting outside was more based on the fact that we did not have the infrastructure. We didn't have, just to make sure we can sell the wine to a restaurant and make sure the restaurant or the wine shop or the person at the end can get their wine at the time they need to get. We didn't have that structure. Mm-hmm. So it was easy to start with the export for me, but also I already had people out of the country who were saying, we are waiting for your wine. So it was easier to do that. So hence our growth outside has been big. But with the lockdown, obviously, we had a budget that we were going to grow the business in terms of sale with 40%, and we landed up at 20%, which is, I'm going to say, it's still great, So, that's basically what happened. But at the same time, I would like to say thank you to the community, the Aslina gang. Locally, we didn't have many people buying our wines, but we managed to get a lot of people who were supportive, and it showed that people have been watching, and they were like, are you okay? Can we buy now and you deliver whenever the lockdown is over? Are you managing with the cash flow and all that? And that was really, really amazing for the great support from home.
I think it's amazing that you managed to get, you know, you got through this lockdown, you held strong and the business is still going. We wish you all the luck in the future, and hopefully one day we are going to get a taste of Aslina wines. Nsiki, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Thank you for being our woman on the move. Nsiki Biele is the founder of Aslina Wines. Coming up next, I'm talking to Vumile Mswele, and we're talking about becoming a thought leader in your industry.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Kaya FM, home of the Afropolitan.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.